we have game of the year, but should there be, like, you know, movies have the Razzies, the worst movie of the year? Should there be the worst game of the year? In what, I mean, I'm trying to think, what are some bad games that I played? I can't think of any in my head. Like, what are some really bad games?
Balacha.
No. That thing is crack, dude. That thing is crack cocaine. Dude, that shit. Okay, so I'm pretty addicted to my phone because of Balatro. Not even looking at my phone, man. I am fucking hooked. Damn. I'm trying to build a deck that just fucking breaks the game, dude. Because have you seen people who break the game where their score is like infinity?
I haven't watched anything for this game. I haven't seen anything.
That's a topic I just should have... I mean, I don't know if we've ever done it with Kurosh. What are satisfying sound effects in video games? Balatro has that.
A bunch? Or just like... So just for me...
Headshots from Gears of War. Oof,
For me, like the main one, which I was talking about for a while, was... what the fuck was it? The underwater level for... it was messenger? Just so clean. Yeah, the messenger. It was so clean for me.
Headshots from Gears of War. When Balatro, when you're getting your like points, that sound is so fucking satisfying, dude. It's like, it's hard to explain. And then when you get a lot of points, it's like really like the infinity is fuck. I mean, this is not gonna break copyright. Let me see if I could play what the sound. It's crazy, dude. People will go crazy.
That goes on forever.
That's not even infinity. There's people who broke the game. I'm trying to break the game, but I can't get that high of a score. But...
For me, so it's not a game that's bad in general, but it's a game that dropped the ball. Helldivers 2. That it was, dude. The game isn't bad. Like, it's still fun to play, but they haven't done anything new. So, like, it's the same thing that it is when I first played the game.
I think the reason why I don't really have a bad game is because I don't really buy bad games.
Right.
That's the problem. So if I don't buy them, I don't play them.
I mean, it doesn't mean you don't play them, though, because, like, I mean, with...
Oh, okay, I'm going to say something that's kind of a hot take. I don't think it's a bad game, but I don't see the appeal of it. League of Legends. Like, I've tried it, Damn. And it's just...
You know what's funny? So the game is really fun to play, but it makes you into a toxic person. You will start raging at your teammates for them doing, like, the simplest mistake. But the thing is, that mistake is, like, you've already invested time into, like, this game, like, the 30-minute game or so. And then for them to start making mistakes, you just, like, you get more and more mad. You become a different person.
I mean, I played Valorant. That was the most toxic game I ever played. Like, I've never heard anyone tell me to kill myself until I played that game. I'm like, man, it's just a game, dude. Like,
well, I mean, in League of Legends, they can't necessarily say that just because it's all, like, text-based stuff that people can write. There's no voice over, so they'll have to, you know, write KMS on there.
Damn. Valorant was crazy because I would play and then some guy would talk shit. I'm like, bro, you're on the bottom. And then they'd get mad at me. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, you're on the bottom, dude.
Yeah, it's same thing with League of Legends. Like, you could have...
And it's like you're on the bottom and you're in silver rank. Bro, we're silver rank, bro.
Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Buongiorno.
You were supposed to say mustard!
I was going to say something, because he has a song in there that goes, he don't know, I don't know, he don't know, I don't know. I was going to say that, but I forgot what was the phrase. It's like, he don't know, I don't know, he don't know, I don't know, he don't know.
Anyways, to get back on track with my co-host, Daniel, as well. Double D's. Starting the episode today, we're talking about Kendrick's new album, GNX. Dr. Disrespect is moving around. We have a little talk about the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight, some PS5 rumors, And the final one that we'll leave is, should DLC be game of the year?
I mean, we talked about it before, but...
Yeah, but we bring it up.
It's been formally announced.
We bring it up. All right, but yeah, for now, let's talk about what we've done this week. For me, I told you that we were doing a challenge at work. I had already gotten off of a 3-month challenge. We did a 1-month challenge. In that 1 month, I lost 15 pounds. And I still wasn't first place. Someone lost 20 pounds.
That dude, the chef?
Yeah, the chef guy. I mean, he had it in the bag. The Dodgers
winning didn't help.
He had it in the bag. No, and like, he was drinking every night that the Dodgers were playing. So it helped, but not enough, apparently. He probably would have lost like 25 pounds, if anything. But it was fun. It was a fun challenge. It got me into running. That month challenge really got me into running. So still been running. I've slowed it down, though, because like, I want to make sure I don't like hurt myself and stuff. So I'm not running like 3 miles every single day, every other day. And then I cut back on the speed that I run, just because I should be running longer for slower. I've been doing that. I ran today, and then I got back into classic World of Warcraft again. They announced the anniversary. So then they redid the servers again, brand new servers. So of course I got to jump back onto that thing. But yeah, I'm already like, I just play for a month, not even a month. I pay for the month and I only play for like 2-3 weeks and then I'm kind of over it again. So we'll see. But I'm getting there, getting bored of it already. Yeah, I haven't done much other than that. I'm going to have this weekend off, this Thanksgiving weekend. This will release after that, but I had Thanksgiving weekend off. So
Thanksgiving week or weekend?
Well, just the Thursday and Friday and then Saturday, Sunday.
I think next time I'm going to take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. A lot of people do that at my work.
It's my work, this, for some reason, this Christmas, they're giving us the full week off. They're like, oh, company has a special holiday that just falls in the middle of like all of this time. So we're just taking off the whole week. And we're like, okay, that's fine with us.
Yeah, when I used to work for nonprofit, that shit was always off. It was the best. It's weird because in my mind, I'm thinking that's the busiest time for nonprofits.
Right.
Gift giving, but I guess it's not. That's the thing I miss, not working that whole week.
What about you?
This
week, Balacho?
Past 2 weeks. Yeah, Balacho has taken up my life. Which is funny because I was playing it a week before it got announced for Game of the Year, and also, that's another thing. That could have been another top. People were pissed off that Balacho got picked for Game of the Year. Twitter, they're like, Solitaire won Game of the Year? Solitaire? It's like, bro, it's not that. It's a roguelike. It's like it's boss battles. You're fighting boss battles with poker hands. But anyways, I digress. I think it's easier than Slay, but you know, it wasn't fun for me because I was playing it. And then playing it on difficulty modifiers. So, like, Ascension levels, pretty much. And the Ascension levels are not fun, dude. Like, I mean, it's not hard. And I'm making good progress. But I stopped playing the difficulty. I think I'm more than halfway. But I do want to beat the hardest difficulty eventually. But I'm more than halfway. But it wasn't fun. The base game is fun.
I think people making these comments haven't played the game. So they're just like, true. Solitaire. It's just Solitaire that won.
True. There's a lot of TikTok people who never played the game and they play it. They're like, holy shit, this shit's fucking. But it's like it's a game that like, I think appeals to everyone. It's not niche specific. So yeah, it's crazy because the guy who made it, he made the game just for him and his friends to have fun with. And it blew the fuck up. It was one guy that made the game and blew the fuck up. And I was like, it's like really well designed. I'm like, damn, one person made this? It's like, I don't know. I think it's really well designed.
I think it's funny too, because when you think about making a game, you think of the guy who did Stardew Valley. Like a game where like you have to build characters, you have to do a lot. But this, I mean, I'm sure it's still difficult, but this is like much more simple compared to Stardew Valley. So,
yeah, it's already, I mean, it's poker. So it's already, there's already rules on the game, but they just, he just tweaked the rules a little bit.
Oh.
But Balatro, I went to Indie Game Night, Indiecade.
That was on Saturday that you went?
Yes.
Okay.
It was cool. It's funny because there's like a lot of like student made games and they're pretty decent. There was some big, not big, but there was like a Ninja Turtles game was there, but there was like Vampire Survivors.
Yeah.
There's a new Ninja Turtles game like that. But so there's this really cool game. It's split screen and you play a bird, ninja bird. And you have a ninja star and like a wand, and you jump like Halo, and you have this dash attack. And the thing is, split screen, and you're in this like small arena with like buildings, a lot of elevation, but you can see the other guy's screen, so you can kind of see where he's at. But there's this like button on you can press, and it closes your eyes, so you can like they can't see your screen.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
So I was like, damn, that's really smart. How come no one's ever thought of that?
So. So they like they allow like cheating where you can peek in the other person, but you can like strategically like hide.
But it fucks you up because you don't know where you're at. Because right, right. I got killed. I was like, wait, and I opened my where the fuck am I? Like, but it was fun. But it's funny, like okay, I'm not gonna say I'm like a great gamer, but I'm pretty decent. And there are that event is more I think more it's not gamers there, it's more like just a regular person. So you can tell there was levels to gaming. So when I was watching people play that bird game, very basic. But when me and my friend were playing it, man, we're advanced. It's just like, whoo! Like, people were like, holy shit, because no one was using the eye closing.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, we were just like searching around and they're like, oh shit, like close my eyes and jump. And then I would just try to like, I would put my back to the wall, jump at the highest peak and see where my friend's at so I could attack him. It was just like, there's levels to it. And yeah, it was fun. Oh, there was another cool game. Damn, I wish I knew the name of the games, but it was like Killer Queen, but it's with pirates. And I was like, that's cool. Because Killer Queen is a great game, but just died. No one supported it.
I know, man. And they made like a arcade out of it, too.
Yeah. Well, the arcade is very successful. That's why they made the console version, but the console version is not successful. That arcade, I would love to have. It's a $17,000 arcade, but it's successful. They sell well of those machines. The console didn't do too well, which sucks. But that, Balatro, did I watch anything?
Oh, I watched Wicked.
Ooh. Gonna be popular.
Popular. You know what's funny? Sorry, I'm gonna like cut in here. I didn't. So Wicked has been out for a long time. It's a Broadway show. I've never watched it. Never heard. Like the only thing I've heard of Wicked was the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. So you know, I like the soundtrack. I had no concept of what every song meant and what you know in the play it came out on. And damn, it's good, and I didn't realize there's so much backstory to the Wizard of Oz, dude. It blew my mind.
Well, it's like it's fictionalized. It's a book,
but still, like the idea that there could be backstory is so insane.
I met the author once, and that's the hardest book I've ever read. I never finished it because, like. So this is the vocabulary test. When you read a book and you can't understand 5 words per page, it's a book too difficult for you. That was that book for me. I was like, what the fuck does that word mean? He was using words that are just, I've never seen anyone use. I'm just like, God, this is hard to read. But I think I would try reading it again with a Kindle, because Kindle, you could just highlight the word and see what it means. But that book is hard. And it like on the internet, people are just arguing. Yeah, Wicked, that book is difficult to understand. But like it's and the book is very different from the musical, I heard. The book talks about like politics and stuff. I don't know if the movie does, but or
the, well, yeah, yeah. I don't know about the Broadway, but this movie, it like brought it in there because like there's animals that can talk, and the whole concept is they're trying to like suppress the animals and make them actual animals and put them in cages and stuff, so that becomes like a political thing, and then obviously the Wicked Witch is someone who tries to step in from that.
What's crazy is like so. The author wrote one book that became Wicked, but that book series, there's four of them. They never made a sequel. And it's like so popular, and they never made a sequel for the other three books.
They might. I mean, because they have a play, they got the soundtrack, and now they got movies out of it. So they might be like, hey, there's success in this. Let's keep rolling.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. That I want to see it.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it a lot. And then what's funny is I can tell that the crowd that I watched it with, they were like, it was obviously like a bunch of singers and dancers, because like a huge group came in and it's like, hey, do you think they allow singing in the theater? And then, but no, luckily no one sang. And then a few folks that seemed like they were dancers were in there too. And I guess the acting was similar to the way the Broadway is. So that's why it was some things were like there was a lot of hair flicking when there's someone who's supposed to be like very popular. And there was a lot of hair whipping. And I thought that was just like a Broadway thing. But it's specific to Wicked and Broadway.
They casted this two main people, great singers. I mean, the original singers are fucking great, but who they casted for the other two.
And then, I mean, I maybe it's spoilers, but they bring back the original singers in this movie.
Oh. This could be another topic. Do you know about the controversy with the girl who plays a witch in the movie poster?
Oh, because they hit her face.
Yeah.
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 I heard the, or I saw the issue.
And I'm slowly chipping away at Project Helmet. Dude, okay, I don't like the book, and a lot of people like the book. I think they're going to kill off one of the characters. And that's because they're already, you can tell they're making like you care about the characters, the two main characters, the alien and the human. I can tell they're going to kill one of them off. Fucking. And that's it. I think that's it. Bellatro and nothing.
So, where do we want to start? Let's start small. Let's start with Dr. Disrespect moving around, dude. He's moving to Rumble.
He's moving where the money is. That's
for him, because obviously Twitch has denied him.
Well, he's on YouTube, and YouTube
YouTube fought. Also denied him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he got banned, demonetized, and he appealed. Didn't get it. Second appeal, didn't get it. So yeah, that's all he's
doing. Right. So technically, there's no money, even though he's on YouTube. I don't know why he won't move the Kick. Is there a specific reason?
I don't know.
It probably just feels like I'm already associated with bad things. I mean,
Rumble's worse than Kick, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like super right wing, dude.
Oh, no.
It's like worse.
Then they probably offered him a bit more money, I'm assuming.
It is way worse.
But yeah, that was the only other person I saw was Ricegum, I think, moving over to Rumble.
Damn, this is because Ricegum's like an old OG content creator. Yeah. That brought up, they brought Dashy was on Kaisenat's stream. I was like, damn, that's kind of cool. Like, and he's kind of, you can tell he's aged now. And yeah. I mean, he looks good now. He looks skinnier. But I was like, damn, that guy's a legend. I don't know if he's still doing numbers, if he's active. I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, but it was funny because when Ricegum announced it, he showed like the different platforms, and then that Rumble one, which I've never seen in my life. So I'm like, if he's including it in this fucking lineup, it's going to be Rumble that he's fucking talking about. And sure enough, he was like, yeah, it's Rumble. I'm moving to Rumble. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm into like the streaming aspect of every single platform, but honestly, other than Ricegum, hearing that platform, I've never heard about it again. So I don't know if it's gonna last. Probably like Mixer, getting deals, trying to survive, and then being like, all right, we're just going to call it. It's over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like only Kick comes up for me as the other platform. But other than that, it's YouTube and Twitch.
What's crazy is there's like 20 platforms. There's like a lot. That's insane. They're just not that huge.
Yeah, yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Whenever you log in to Restream, there's like 20 different choices you can pick.
And have you looked into them? Like, no. No, okay. Just to see if like one's popular or not. Maybe get something a little bit more meaty. Some Kendrick having a new album. Gen X. No, it's a GNX, which is a model of car.
Yeah, when it comes in black. Dude, there's like super entente saying that Drake's not black. Like, it's one of a kind. Yeah. Rare. It's the only model in black. The year it was made was the same year he was born.
I know that, yeah.
It's like, there's so much like...
Which is insane. I found out that it's the same year that I was born, too. But they also talked about Squabble Up music video.
And it's crazy. He released the album on November 22nd, 19... Okay, so... We'll never forget 9/11 day.
Right, right.
But what's crazy is November 22nd was a huge day in history back in the day. And people thought it was going to be one of those, we'll never forget that day, what people forget about. I don't forget about it because Stephen King wrote a book, and the book titles November 22nd, 1963. John F. Kennedy got killed. So that's a reference to Drake getting... But that's so crazy to release it on that day. It's smart to release it before Thanksgiving because that's when people gather and they'll talk. You release something crazy before Thanksgiving, so there's a gathering. You listen to new Kendrick? Shit!
But I don't know if you've heard the other rumors. He's supposedly releasing a double album.
Damn.
So, and supposedly, in his music video for Squabble Up, he has... hints that it might be middle of December.
I'm going to that concert. His next concert, I'm going, dude. I don't. If his nose bleed, I don't give a fuck. Resell, I'm probably still go.
I mean, there's a limit, though, I'm assuming. You're not going to get, you know, nosebleed tickets for $1,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I missed out on the They Not Like Us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wanted to go to that one.
I mean, yeah, that would have been a good one. But yeah, I mean, I've been listening to the album. First song, second song is Squabble Up. I like, what is it? What was it called? Man at the Garden?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one where he just says, like, he deserves it.
Yeah.
He deserves it all.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's, damn, man. Whole album is freaking good.
That's crazy. Is so I've been trying to pinpoint who had the best year in music. If it was Clairo or if it was Sabrina Carpenter or Taylor Swift, but every one of those artists and Kendrick, you know what they all have in common? You know whose year it is? Jack Antonoff. He produced that album, the GNX.
Damn.
He produced Sabrina Carpenter's shit. He produced Taylor Swift's shit.
Damn.
I was like, okay, so he made, so when the beef was first starting, he made, when that Taylor Made reference was made, he made the beat to 616 in LA. I thought that beat sucked.
Yeah.
It's okay, the song. This album, I'm like, Jack, man, what the fuck did you do, man? I didn't know you had rap fucking instrumentals in your, he's not a pop maker. He was making rap hits, man. These beats were sick, except Mustard, I think, is the only one that did his own beat. But
yeah,
everyone else,
Mustard.
But a lot of the songs remind me of Hyphy. Like, it's a lot of Hyphy movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Songs. So I was like, holy shit, this is West Coast.
I feel like obviously with Not Like Us, he did like a really hardcore West Coast thing. So I think he just brought that back. The thing is, it's hard to believe that like he just did this on a whim. I feel like this was planned, but like it's crazy. It's crazy how everything lines up for Kendrick. I dude, this guy is a genius. I really think he's a freaking genius, and he deserves He deserves
He's
it
the only rapper with a Pulitzer.
Yeah, I think he deserves a Pulitzer and he deserves more. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
And the fact that like he doesn't like, not that he doesn't promote himself, but he doesn't like, he just stays home. He's a homebody. Like, you know, he does what he has to do and then just goes back home. Like, that's insane to me.
You know what the
album, he doesn't boast
when,
about that
when
shit.
I was listening to the album, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Prime Kanye. When Kanye released his first album, his second album. I mean, up to his fourth graduation. Wait. College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation. Yeah, his first three albums. It was just like, this guy's just doesn't make a stinker, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, he's on this roll. And I was just like, damn.
And then he lost his mind.
Yeah.
I still like his music, but.
And his quality is kind of dropped.
Yeah, but.
But damn, still, dude, there's a shot at Lil Wayne. I was like, I was like, damn. And then Lil Wayne made a tweet. He's like, you know, I'm just a sleeping giant. Why are you poking the beat? And I think Kendrick would kill Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
That's. The only one that could probably destroy Wayne is probably M. They would go a pretty good battle head to head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Drake, man.
I mean, the thing that's crazy, though, is.
And now he's suing the record label for pumping up numbers or something. Drake is.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so. I saw, the thing is, it's hard to believe anything on X now, but I saw a thing where it was saying Kendrick was messaging someone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Saying Drake was like.
On a stream?
Yeah. But I don't believe anything from X anymore. So we have that. How about Jake Paul and Tyson?
That saw some cheeks.
The thing is, so first few rounds, Tyson was doing really well. And then there's a point where he just like, he just holds back.
I think
back.
He's just old, man.
But he was, I don't know, like.
There were moments where it did seem kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
So I heard that in the contract, he couldn't use an uppercut. That's one of his deadliest punches. So they took that away from Tyson. So I think there's this moment where it looked like Tyson was about to punch him and he stops.
Yeah, yeah. And it's probably because of that.
I was like, oh, it's that fucking contract.
But I feel like it's just rumors, like, you know,
but
to start something.
In the beginning, I had to admit. So, I mean, Jake Paul's very athletic,
mm-hmm.
but you can tell if someone's been boxing like their whole life because they have this movement.
Yeah.
Tyson had that upper body movement, dude. Like, holy shit. Like, he had that.
Yeah.
I don't know. And Jake Paul doesn't have that. Like, it's just that boxing movement.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, Tyson was always on the move and stuff. And then, yeah, there's a point where, like, it seems like he gets tired, but I didn't watch the whole thing. What I ended up doing was I went to LA to go see, I forgot even to mention that. I saw, Nardwuar.
Oh, yeah.
In LA.
He's in Kaisanat's name.
And
were you in the crowd when he was in the crowd?
No. but when the event ended, I went to Shake Shack and they had the fight playing. So I watched the last bit of it.
Was there a long line at Shake Shack?
No, there wasn't.
This is funny. When that first opened up, it was a 2-hour wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Which, I mean, honestly, after having the burger, wasn't really worth it. But
it's okay.
I mean, I didn't wait anything, but it wouldn't have been worth 2-hour wait.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw the last bit of the fight and I can see like Tyson was dead tired, dude. He was just like not able to. And it seemed like Jake Paul was holding back punches to not knock him out.
That too. Yeah. That too.
On the like last half of that. So I literally watched the last round. That was it.
But you should have. The two fights before that were fucking great.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
I heard. My friend kept talking about it.
Damn, it was good.
The two fights that led right up to it.
Shit.
But I feel like if Tyson didn't have I don't know. If Tyson didn't have rules, he could have taken him out like within the first three rounds, if anything. But it seemed like they asked him not to.
I mean, Jake Paul's fought a legit boxer, and that's his only loss. He's won all his other ones, but they weren't with boxers.
Yeah, yeah, like actual boxers.
Boxers his age, and he fought one, and he lost. And it wasn't a guy that was good. Like,
And then the memes, dude, like just old-ass people being like, this is his next opponent. This should be his next opponent.
The ass cheeks.
God, that was crazy, man.
Well, you had to know the setup of it. It was crazy because his son's interviewing him. Right. He's like, I love you, Dad. He's like, go get him. He's like, yeah, thanks. And you didn't expect it. Yeah, yeah. He turns around and walks away. We're like, oh, shit.
Butt cheeks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's so funny. Yeah, let's move on to the PS5 rumors.
PS5 portable.
Well, the rumors for the portable.
Because the PS5 is ready here.
Sorry. Yeah, that thing. So you were saying that the PS5 portal, the PS portal, I mean, was just an entry into what they want to do as a official handheld.
There's this like, I don't know, it's the internet. Once again, it's Twitter, but they're saying that it's going to be announced soon, but PlayStation is developing a portable. And so the Game Awards is why it's brewing up.
Oh, okay.
Game Awards.
But yeah, like, I mean, logically thinking about it, I don't think it's true, man. Because, like, the PlayStation Portal is not a success. So I feel like even if it was a test, the test failed since it's not doing so well. But we'll see. I mean, maybe they're taking their chances anyways.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, Polygon, Sony reportedly working on a handheld PS5. Oh, but it's years away. Sheesh.
Yeah.
So maybe, I mean, it is a PS5. It's portable. That's why it would be years away.
The thing is, like, what we need, obviously updated graphics, but, like, we need another Game Boy. Like, something the way the Game Boy was, where, like, you could just, the battery life would be insane on that thing. You know, have, like, 5-day battery life. But then the thing is, you would have to have a system that wouldn't consume so much, so it can't be, like, a crazy graphic-heavy handheld system, because if not, that would eat the battery. You can play for like an hour before it runs out. So
also always buy digital, because Dino Crisis just recently came. I don't know, something, there was some beef with Capcom and Sony and they hashed it out, and Dino Crisis, you can now buy it again, re-download it again. Always buy physical. Jeez,
that's funny. I mean because it was available on the classics catalog.
They took it out. They took it out. There was like some people were complaining, and then they brought it back or something, or they hashed it out.
That's crazy. So yeah, don't buy digital.
Buy physical.
I mean, like, it's funny too, because these companies try to push only digital, but like then you see stories about stuff like this where it happens, you're like, If this didn't go well, I would never be able to play Dino Crisis ever again.
No, what pisses me off is when a Switch game is physical and it's download.
Oh. What the fuck? Yeah. I think that issue is because the cartridge isn't big enough, so they have to do like partial download. So, yeah. In that case, it wouldn't even matter if you had physical. And then we'll move on to the last one. Should DLC be Game of the Year? Woo. And then we bring this up because, what, two games? Elden Ring Urtree, and Final Fantasy?
Oh, the remaster.
Remastered? Would that be considered DLC? No.
Well, I mean, he said, like, so there was a tweet posted before they announced the games that remasters, remakes, and DLCs are eligible for Game of the Year a day before they announced the game. And then it happened and people got pissed off. It kind of
I want to say that, like, in a general sense, DLC should not be eligible. Yeah. But
we talked about this before.
But like, there's specific things that a DLC can do that would make it eligible. But not all DLC is the same.
True.
You know?
I think it shouldn't, no matter what.
Not even like the special. I'm trying to think of
Erdtree. No, I mean, it's there's so much content, but
yeah,
it's still DLC.
Yeah, it's still
not, it's not a new game. So no,
which is crazy because that is like one of like the more like crazier examples of it.
Like The Witcher 3 always has crazy DLC. I'm pretty sure Cyberpunk is a huge DLC, but it's still DLC.
There was,
I think remasters are. Okay.
There was Destiny.
Not remakes are okay.
Remakes, yeah.
Not remasters, though.
But even then, like, yeah, I mean, remakes would be good. I mean,
people got pissed. Okay, so, damn. I don't want to shit on, because people work hard in making these games, but people were pissed off because, you know, certain games didn't make the list, like Silent Hill. Remake didn't make the list, but like I'm looking at the game of the year awards, the nominees, and one doesn't fit to me because like all these games have a score 90 and above, but there's one below 90. It's Wukong, and I never played the game, but I'm like, damn, there are other games that didn't get nominated, got 90 plus,
yeah,
94, and Wukong got nominated. I was like, that's the legitimacy of the Game Awards is being questioned in my eyes.
I mean, there's different aspects that go into like nominations. I'm assuming they're like, hey, I mean, this is that game. Wukong was a similar style, but like it was set in a different, I don't know, setting and stuff. So they're like, hey, this game is different. So they nominated that one, I guess. I don't know.
And then people got pissed because Balatro got nominated. An indie game.
Which is messed up. I mean, like, do you think indie games should not be eligible?
I think they should be eligible.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if a game's fun, it's fun. That's, and Balatro's fun.
If DLC's fun, it's fun.
I mean, Vampire Survivors, I think, was Game of the Year nominated, too. But it would be crazy if, because I think the Game Awards is voted by game industry people that are big.
Yeah.
It would be funny if Balatro won, dude. It's not going to win, but it would be hilarious.
You never know.
Hilarious.
You never know. And it's crazy because, like, imagine this guy just making a game for his friends and then ends up. Game of the Year.
That's dude. For sure. It got nominated for Indie Game of the Year. I'm sorry, Animal World. Animal is good, but Balatro is going to fucking take it. He's going to take it, dude. Easy. Easy money.
And that's crazy, too, because Animal World had, I mean, like, they were backing it and stuff, but Balatro just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how it got fucking big. It's crazy.
And Kurosh was telling us. I mean, he wasn't like telling us specifically, but he was playing it like way early on, and was like, "This is my game. This is a good game."
It saddens me that Slay the Spire doesn't have that same appeal.
Yeah,
I think that's fun too. But I think it's because poker's very like people know poker, so it's like. Easy to get into. People who don't play games.
And it's not seen as like a child's game. Mm-hmm. Where even though it's not set that way, I think Slay the Spire could be seen as a child's game. You know, graphically, stuff like that. But
what's crazy is playing Balatro, I can see the game design of it. Like, I can understand the... I'm the god of card games. No, I can understand how the game is. I just need the RNGesus to help me. Fuck, man. But I can understand the path that it tries to take you there. And I don't understand that with Slay the Spire. I understand a little bit, but not too much. Yeah, Game Awards. Erdtree's going to win. I mean, like...
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. That's the only reason why...
Did Elden Ring win last year?
Yes.
Okay.
Easy. They won with Sekiro. They didn't win with Bloodborne, which is kind of crazy. I think Overwatch won that year.
I wonder if they nominated it as a respect for him, but like it won't win. But we'll see. We'll never know until the day comes that they announce it.
Damn. We won't be going to the Game Awards. I will watch it at home. So.
On stream?
Nah.
Damn.
The stream. Damn, I've been chilling.
Damn.
Chilling.
It's nice. It's okay. Nice to know.
I'm going to wait till I move out before I stream. The return. There's going to be a countdown. It's going to be huge.
Is it a 24-hour countdown? Nah. A week countdown? A one-month countdown? It's going
to be like months
countdown. Damn.
I want to just new setup. And it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm going to redo this place. So I think they're have an issue with like the water coming in through the floor. So we're going to have to raise the floor. And then once that's done, then I'll reset everything. Until then, I got to wait. Is that it?
That's it.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. It's the end of the episode. Catch you guys later. Peace.
Blatra.